we're going to start the sugya of maros. It's the most frequently asked shaila, probably in halacha. And it's extremely chamar, because if you get it wrong, it's iser kares. If you're machmir, if you're making it, it's an iser kares. If you're machmir, it's also pretty disastrous, right? It could cause shalom bayis problems, and it could even cause someone not to have children. If their rav is too makel, could prolong a little bit how many days they're usher in a month, and that could have terrible effects.
If you're too makel, too machmer.
If you're too machmer, it could be she's going to be usher a little bit longer, and that'll knock at her window. Right? Conceivable. It's just something that a person has to really have a clear sense of what he's doing. The tzius with blood is that when the blood starts coming out, menstrual blood is a bright red color, and as time goes on, it gets less and less. The redness gets less, and it starts shifting towards brown, and into lighter and lighter browns. Sometimes there's some other colors, because it's not straight blood. It has a lining in it. It also has cervical mucus is in it, and there's chemicals in the uterus that interact a little bit with the color of the blood, and therefore it comes out different colors. And sometimes there's also infections that change the color. But the basic Yisod Hadavar is the Gemara Nida Daf Yotes that tells us Misvara, any type of dam would be Aser. Truth be told, there's nothing that's red in the body besides from blood. Meaning, if there's anything in this, any component of red in what you're seeing, it's from blood. In that marrow, there's some red blood cells from the uterus. Afal pi ken Chazal tell us that not all blood is aser. And they learn it from the pasuk that says, Yifla v'mcha dav l'mishpat, bein dam l'dam, bein din l'din. You have a suffix between dam and dam. So the Gemara says, what's the suffix between dam and dam? Between dam tamin and dam tahar. And there's such a thing as dam which is tamin, and dam which is tahar, and Chazal understood it has to do with the color. Yeah.
Rebbe said earlier that all dam really is aser.
All dam. No, I was saying that all dam. Oh, I was saying misvara. If not for Chazal, misvara, you would think any dab that comes from the makar is aser.
If it's not, maybe you could simply say it, if it's not the same color, it's not dam.
So Chazal don't seem to assume that. Chazal,
everything comes out of Isha's otomak has to be dam.
Right. It sounds that
if
not.
What if it's this? What if it's that? Like said earlier,
so it doesn't sound that way. It doesn't sound that way. Like the Gemara has a drasha. That how do I know dam is red? Because it quotes a pasuk that it says that they saw the dam was red. It quotes a pasuk saying that dam is red. It sounds like without a pasuk, without drashos, we would just assume everything's dam. And it's only because we have this pasuk being dam le dam that we learn from there there's such a thing as dam tahar. But really, it could be there's no dam tahar. There's no such thing as dam tahar. And the Metzius is like that. The Metzius makes a lot of sense, what Chazal are assuming, because really there's nothing that doesn't have blood in it. Anything, any color, if it's at all orangish or brownish, anything that gives any sort of brown or orange or purple or anything like that, it's all because there's red in it. And the only thing in the body that makes red is blood. I'm just saying scientifically.
So there would be any color of blue.
Blue comes out of the Isha. I don't know what it is.
But
listen,
but yeah. Bring it down. It has to be something real.
Right. So it's that blood. So even that conceivably there is something in the uterus that breaks down the hemoglobin into something that could sometimes be a little bit bluish. There is such a thing. But one thing for sure is if there's red in it, it has something to do with blood. There's something that's going to have red in it that it's red, but it's not blood. There's nothing else. I'm just saying chemically. From what I looked into, from what I saw, if there's red in it, it's because there's some blood, which is why after the period, there's still some blood left, and that's why it's coming out as brown. It might be a mutter color of brown. But be so, there are some blood cells in there. Athal pikin is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because that's what we darshan, that the blood depends on the color, and there's something called dam tahar, and Chazal understood that it depends on the color. And in fact, the Gemara darshans that it says twice makar dameha in the Torah, the source of her, the well, the spring of her bloods. Bloods is plural. So makar dameha twice tells me there's four colors. There's four colors that are aser. And those four colors, based on figuring out those four colors, we figure out exactly what we should aser. Now these four colors, right, you could imagine, they're just like arbitrary, right? So it'd be very hard to know for sure what they are. But really, Chazal tells us a lot about these four colors. Now the first point that's interesting is just the Rush. The Rush says that these four colors, how did Chazal know the four colors? So he doesn't say what we would have thought. I would have thought, if he asked me, I would have thought, oh, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe at Sinai these four colors and showed him pictures. So it's not what the Rush says. The Rush says, no, it's a drasha. It doesn't say Salach Moshe at Sinai, it says a drasha. It says, Dameh, four damim. How do we know what they are? So the Rush says it's the four dams that are most typical to see as menstrual dam. I mean, if they looked at a stam, a woman who's menstruating, dam nidus, and they saw what are the standard colors, and they said that these four colors. Right? And also Chazal darshan the pasuk, a yiro moves hamayim adomim kedam. They say we see be'etzem, blood is defined by its color. And so too, these colors, these four maros, are four descending levels of red. Some different hues of red. So that's something that's really the first point to know, that it's four hues that are common in menstrual bleeding. Yeah.
That's just like, you take an average, and you just look at, see the colors that come out of women.
Well, Chazal say more than that. Baruch Hashem, they say more than that. We're not just left with that. If we had it just based on that figure, that we'd have a very hard time. Chazal do say more though about what exactly is red. Now, but I'll say before we said so far, you can make a mistake, which is a good thing. That at least when I tell you, if I see blood and it's not red, it's tar. So that's not totally true because it is true. But now with our perception of red is we call red that Gemara is red, or something's red, a stop sign is red. When we see brown, we say, that's brown, that's not red. Okay, so let's let it be tar, it's brown, it's not red. But that's not true. In fact, dried blood is always brown. The pshat is, though, in Chazal, brown is called red. We don't find, in Chazal, in Torah, you really only find four colors, right? There's black and white, shachar, lavan, yarok, and edom. That's all you have. You know, in yarok, you have yarok kakarti being green, but you really only have four colors, and they're very broad. You know, by us, we have so many colors, we see things differently. Now, I was surprised. When I first heard this, I was surprised, you know, that what's light red and dark red? Right, so we know light blue and dark blue. We know blue. Blue, we understand as blue. Some see light blue, some see dark blue, navy blue, baby blue. And in our head, we see this is blue. Just one has more white and one has less white. One has more black and then one's darker. By red, we almost don't see it this way, but red is the exact same thing. Dark red is brown. Light red is pink. Chazal didn't have a name pink, they didn't have a name brown. But they just called it, it's all red. There's a Gemara in Bechoros. It talks about the difference between horses and donkeys. It describes donkeys as donkeys are not red, whereas horses are red.
None of them are red.
What?
None of them are red.
None of them are red. What's red? Who's red? No. Horses are brown. But brown is red. All brown is dark red. And a brown is red. So, definitely if something has no red in it, it's going to be mutter. But you just have to know what red is. If there's really no red in it, it's not going to... It's going to be partial mutter. That's for sure. But there's certain amounts of red that are in any shade, and the shade is what's mutter and what's aser. So first let's talk about what Chazal say, and then we'll talk about what the safety net is. There's certain safety nets that we find in Rishonim about what is what colors were machmer on. Different. But the first thing is to know what are these four colors. You know, if we imagine these four colors are totally, we just have no clue what they are, so we don't even know what to be machmer on, what to make our safety net about. But the truth is, if we go through each of these four colors, they're really things that are pretty clear what they are. You know, pretty clear that at least we can know what's the deraisa and what will keep us safe, what could really keep us safe here. So, four colors, Chazal called them Edom, red being the Edom of blood, Dam Maka. Right, so that's something we really know what it is. Keren Karkom, the brightness of saffron. Meimei Adama, wet soil. And Yayin Mazuk, diluted wine. Four colors. So what are these four colors? So blood red, we all know. That's very clear what color that is. Keren Karkom, sounds like really esoteric, the brightness of saffron. We also know it very, very clearly. Keren Karkom, the Gemara says, talk about the lach shebo, the lach in the petals. And Karkom is a type of flower which is well preserved and kept as a very expensive spice. It got too expensive, so we don't really use it today, but it was used, you know, through history. And you could find pictures of this. It's a bright red. It's a bright red, brighter than blood. I would say, having seen it, it's brighter than blood. Maybe a little bit of a hint of pink or orange in it. As it dries, when it starts getting more yellow. But when it's bright, fresh, the Gemara says it has to be fresh karkum. Fresh karkum is a strong red color, bright red color. Now, what about wine? Yayin mazuk. So, what yayin mazuk? So, we could think this is going to be a curveball, right? Because wine is white wine. Maybe white is a tummy color. So we basically know what's being meant by wine here, by yayin mazuk. So, the Tzemach Tzedek, in Sim Kuf Chaf Dalet, he makes a very strong point. He says it's clear that when Chazal are talking about wine in the context of Nida, they don't mean anything different than the wine used in other places in Chazal, and they mean to say a strong red wine. He gets this from a Gemara that puts together, Menachos Pei Zayin, and it puts together Yayin for Nesachim and for Kiddush, but it also connects to Yayin for Damnida. It talks about that wine, the mile of wine is, it should be red. And Chazal got this from a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, Al tira yayin ki is ade. Don't look at wine. Don't be impressed by wine because it's so red. So it says, we see the mile of wine is that it's red, and therefore wine for Kiddush should be red, wine for Karbanos should be red. And the Gemara also says that from the fact the Mishnah tells us about wine, that Mishnah says dam nidus is similar to yayin, that's mazuk, two parts water, one part wine. We see from there that l'gabe kiddush, your wine should be diluted, one part wine and two parts water. I mean, just like meziga, what dam meziga is, l'gabe wine, l'gabe chashuv wine, the proper meshuvachtik wine, that itself has to do with the color of wine being chosen here for Damnita.
What do you say wine is purple?
So, no, wine's not purple.
What, you're saying, no? Usually, for wine, thing.
So, is wine purple? So, I guess it could be purple.
Just the most wine I've seen is usually it's a purple color.
Purple?
Do we dilute so much nowadays also?
What?
Do we dilute it ourselves nowadays?
These guys do it for you.
So they do it for you, not in this ratio.
It seems like a very, if it's like a nice, it seems like a dark
red wine. Red wine is red wine. They could soak the, from my understanding, is they soak the skins in it, and that makes, they dye it purple.
They dye purple, so
that's my understanding. It might affect the taste also. But the
grapes,
natural good color of wine is red.
If I take grapes and crush grapes, red dye, red juice comes out of it.
The right grapes.
No, he's saying stem grapes. It seems purple. It isn't red.
And green grapes make white wine, and some red grapes make Cabernet, and some grapes don't make wine at all. It depends on the grape.
It's red grapes or red
grapes. So,
the grapes that are grown in vineyards, you don't eat them. That's why I haven't seen them make one.
Yeah, I've seen grapes.
Grapes?
Vineyards.
Oh, fine.
And
you're
yeah.
Squeeze them?
I haven't squeezed them, I've seen them. I've it's purple. I don't know. I'm just playing the game.
So we have to talk to someone who knows. But my understanding, red wine, your standard red wine, like, you know, doctors say the healthiest, best wine is red wine, and it's very good for you to drink red wine. The standard red wine is a very clear color. My take is, this is what I've been told. I can't guarantee it's true, but that the soaking in the skins of certain types of grapes turns to purple. I can't tell you, but red wine is very basic. I would think it's a very pretty basic color. I assume it's like in grape juices, you know, they have the purple, and which I, but the I was bought by the blush red wine, grape juice, when I buy grape juice. And in wine, I don't know, in my house the wine's red. Okay. But I'll just tell you, there's a lot of chazals, Sam Sedek makes the point, there's really a lot of chazals that's saying that the prototypical wine that's being spoken about, and it connects mamish with nidus to the mile of yain, is a redness, a real redness, and it's even described as being a redness similar to blood. You know, we could have thought, right, it should just be incidental. Why should the color of dam coming out of a woman look like wine for Kiddush? Like, why should that be? Right? So the answer is going to be that Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that way. But it's a little bit of Pella that should be. This Chazal, though, is very interesting. A number of very interesting Chazals here. There's a Medrash. It says that the reason why Dam is Dam Nidus is red. I mean, I don't know what it's down, but it says it has the color of yayin. Because why? Because why were women punished to have dam nidus? Because Chava drank from the Eitz Hadas, and the Medrash says the Eitz Hadas was yayin. This Medrash was yayin, and therefore it has that color. I saw another Medrash, a Medrash in Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Nasa, Os Yud. It quotes the pasuk Al Teira Yain Ki Is Adam. So it connects that, makes the Gzer Shava to the pasuk where Eitz Hadas Vateira Ha'isha Ki Tova Eitz L'machal. It says Vateira, and it says Teira Ha'isha by the Eitz Hadas. It says Al Teira Yain Ki Is Adam. And it says that's what the woman saw on the Eitz Hadas. She saw this beautiful red wine. Don't know exactly what that means. I don't know what Chava and other men, I don't know what they said, but they're saying it was that Teira was on the redness. So another interesting Medrash, the Parashat Shmini, Medrash Rabbah, it says, Al Teira Yayin Ki Is Adam. So the Parashat, it says, Is Adam, don't see why that it's red, be impressed that it's red. But it has another drush, it says, Al Teira Yayin Ki Is Adam. Because if you drink wine and you get confused in your psak, ki is Adam. Even when the blood is red as a rose is completely red, you're still going to be matter. Don't paskin shikr, right? Because if you paskin shikr, you'll come to be matter even when it's red. We just see in Chazal, they're connecting the redness of the Hadas, the redness of Nidus, and the redness of good wine. They're sort of being, they're just being put together here. That's all.
Is it car for a company to say, like,
what?
You have red down because you're,
something
you're
like
still
that.
Paying for your sin. You know?
That's the Machshava Shebo. But even without the Machshava Shebo, we just see the Gemara actually uses the shear of Mizuk for defining Dam Nidus to what's the right shear for Yain for Kiddush. The idea is that Chazal understood there's four colors, and they're taking the four colors from the world, and that which is, they apparently saw in women, but they also saw Mishalim for that, they were actually, you know, Alpi Hashgach El Yona brought, created in the world in such a way that should have to do with the color. It's interesting also, we know, even if it could be this wine that's purple, but we know that it's similar to the color of blood, the wine we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Just interesting, I mean, the Gemara in Shuas talks about the color of love and Adam Demes, this last week's parasha. Love and Adam Demes, what's that color in Tzaras? So the Gemara gives two mashalim. One mashal is the color of blood mixed in milk. The Gemara gives the shades there, but how many drops in a cup of milk for shades of Tzaras, love and Adam Demes? And Yayin in snow. Those are the two mashalim for this color. Now, I'm not saying they're the exact same color, that's interesting, but you see there's definitely something there that's similar. So that's giving us a ballpark sense of what, you know, I'm not saying we know exactly which one, I'm sure you can find different, slightly different red, but it's definitely a pretty good ballpark on what is the color of Yain Mazuk. Adkan, very red. One thing is quite red. What we're talking about. The last Mara is interesting because it's perhaps less red and more open to debate what it is the color of Meme Adama. Wet Adama. Adama is not dirt, Adama is soil. Adama, the color of wet soil. So what is the color of wet soil? So the Braisa tells us that it's Adama Shmeina, healthy, rich soil, Mibikas Beis Kerem, from the valley of Beis Kerem, Umatzifal of Mayim, and you saturate it with water. So what color is that? So this took some more research. So first of all, where's Beis Kerem? So this was just two places that in Eretz Yisrael were known as Beis Kerem. One is in Yerushalayim, the area now called Ein Kerem. The other one is in Galil, there's an area called Beis Kerem. And it's assumed that it was always called Beis Kerem for a long time, back to Timei Chazal. Interestingly enough, the Beis Kerem in the Galil is still a place used for wine, for making wine. Beis Kerem, l'chayr, means the place of vineyards. Right? Pashas means it's a place that's used for wine. That's an interesting point. I looked at in agriculture, there's different types of soil. Right? Rock, there's all different types of rock. But soil that's used for planting, there's different levels of soil. And they're used for different things. The reddest type of soil is called terra rosa. It's terra rosa, and it's called that because it's very good soil. It's soil, I don't know if it looked much red to us, but it would look pretty much the color of dried blood, a little bit like the color of art scroll Gemara. It's you know, a full brown, and the most well-known property of terra rosa is that it's the color of of soil that's best for wine. There's even wines called Terra Rosa wine, because that's the spitz. Where's Terra Rosa? So you have some in Spain and Italy. However, it's pointed out, I saw this unbiased, you know, on the computer. The place most well known for it is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael in the Galil and Har Yehuda. It's a tremendously good area for vineyards because it has this Terra Rosa soil. What's so good about the soil? So good about the soil is that it has very high iron content. The reason soil gets a little bit reddish or brownish is the iron in it. The iron in soil, iron, just like iron in the blood, hemoglobin is red because of oxidized iron, so too in the soil. Right, the same way rust makes oxidized iron, so too in soil, it's the iron content that makes it brown and it makes it healthy, and that makes the good wines. So even today, base Kerem is used for this, and that could be why it's called Adama Shmeina.
That's what we're saying. The iron. The soil makes it red?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it also makes it healthy. Like sometimes you see little kids eating soil. They're eating soil because they're deficient on iron. If you see your kid eating soil, it could be they're not getting enough iron in their diet.
Is
this
a real
soil? What? It's not a joke. It's totally real.
No.
Yeah, 100%.
Soil?
Kids, little kids.
Can't do that?
No. Kids eat soil naturally sometimes if they don't get enough iron. This is a real thing.
That's the soil that kids put in dirt.
And put dirt in their mouth.
They know if I go to dirt, there's iron in there.
Their body knows. You know, I doubt they could intellectually tell me this. But that's. And that's why I dump, yeah.
Really?
It's hard to believe.
No way.
Yeah, okay.
Your body naturally knows.
In all honesty, I can't tell you more than I saw it online. But I can, you know, I'm a finished chemist like that. But that's what I saw. But looking into kids who were eating dirt, it's not such an unusual thing. And that's Adama, right? I'm happy with you.
I'm like, I learned more than all four.
Okay.
All dirt has iron in it, or
the better soil. Adam Shmeina. Shmeina. I don't know if you garden at all, but if you buy good soil, right? There's a cheap soil. There's all these different levels of soil that you buy in the store. So if you buy the landfill type soil, it's not going to have any of it in it. But okay. Right, Stam Adama is called Adama because it's red. Right? It's red. The Rambam's Lashon, he says, it's like the dirt from Bika Sakini. That's another valley mentioned in the Gemara. Shad Maso Aduma. These are places, these things given with the Gemara, the places where the ground is red. Right? We're trying to give the quintessential Adama. Adama is the redness to it. Right, Adama also connected, right, definitely connected also to the it's a das, Adama, a person has to work that Adama, he comes from that Adama, returns to that Adama. It all is that sort of theme in it. It also says that it's wet, which also I've noticed that when soil is wet, it gets more red. I noticed this just looking at the, I don't know if it's still today, but looking at the baseball field here, the baseball mound, the pitcher's mound. If you look at the dirt, bedafka after it rains, you'll see it has sort of a reddish hue to it. I don't know, I'm not saying this dirt is the most red dirt, but I saw in Archos Rabbeinu of the Chazon Ish, it says there, Vashem the Chazon Ish, that the soil of Eretz Yisrael is Tameh. If the blood of a woman is the color of the soil of Eretz Yisrael, it's tummy. If it's like the dirt from Chutz Laretz, you know, back from Lita, he says then it's tahar. So it's interesting. It just has Shmuel like that from the Chazon Ish, saying Lamaisa. that if you think about Eretz Yisrael, right, think about Yerushalayim, when you see the dirt has a somewhat reddish color. You think about the dirt in Queens, it's not a reddish color.
Brown.
It's brown, but it's a less less nice color of brown, right? It's it doesn't have the redness in it. So all of this gives us a pretty good approximation. And in fact, if you look in the Gaonim, the Shiltas and the Bahag, the early Gaonim, so they still bring down all the dinim of the Gemara. They bring down the four shades, everything the Gemara says about the four shades, the Chayra, because they still felt it's important to know these shades. And they don't mention that we're not using the shades. The Chayra, they were still involved in using those shades. At a later point, in the times of Sadia Gaon, who's the end of the Gaonim, so he writes that we're not Bekiyim anymore. We're not Bekiyim to see Dam. And afterwards, in all the Rishonim say, we're not Bekiyim to see Dam. Don't think you could learn these four colors and Paskin the way the Amaram Paskins. So the Shulchan Aruch, his Lashon, is very machmer. Very machmer Lashon. Shulchan Aruch writes, Kol Mara Edom, Beinim Hu Keya Harba, O Amok Harba. Whether it's a deep red or a very light red, Tameim, they're all Tameim, but ain't Tahar Ela B'Shtei Maros. And he says something that's, wow, machmer. It's only Tahar in two Maros, Shehein Halavin V'Hayarok. The white and the Yarok. Yarok being green or yellow. Or yellow. Right? White or yellow. So that's... So... Very machmer. We just knocked out everything we've said. Completely, we think. Anything. No matter how little red. Any sort of brown is going to be usher, it sounds like. Right? It's not yellow. It has to be yellow or white. The Rush, the Beis Yosef brings the Rush. The Rush adds a little bit of point. He says, even if there's a little bit of Natiya, something like, he says, like gold or wax, meaning like honeycomb color, or honeybee wax, I assume is what he's talking about. Oh. Or he says the yellow of eggs, the chelmon of a beitza. So all those things we wouldn't say have any red in them at all. A little bit, a golden color. Golden color has a little bit, you know, gold, real gold, but it's not a, it has a little bit of a reddishness in it.
What?
It's
like when you get eggs that are like not as processed.
Oh. They're eggs that are in the farms that are, you know, just doing everything just to make those eggs for 5 cents each or whatever they are. So those, they're completely yellow. But if you have eggs from a, you know, a more organic kind of free-roaming farm, or in Eretz Yisrael, if you see eggs, they're nicer to the chickens there, or in my backyard where they're nicest to the chickens. We used to have chickens, right? We raised chickens. You know, got a supplement income. So we used to raise chicken and have eggs. It was great. Every day we got eggs. And the eggs, they had a much nicer color. The yolk was not orange mamish, but definitely more orange than...
It tastes good.
Yeah, it tastes very good, yeah.
Better than any store-bought?
I'd like to believe that I can't guarantee. So there's something, but it's still, it's definitely not a great deal of heter in there. I saw Rabbi Karp writes, based on that rush, it's clear, if it's a full orange, you'd have to be machmer, right? Because they say kechelmo beitza. They don't say like an orange. That is a real orange. But the big shout is, what about browns? What does this leave us with browns? So you could be very machmer. The machmer, the Beis Meir, another achronim. Some of them are very machmer. They say, no, it's not yellow. This is tan. It's a brownish gray, whatever it is, and to be machmer, there's some very machmer. Definitely in America, we have more kulos. more cool star of Yaakov Emden, maybe he's the first one to say Feirish. Doesn't mean people didn't say it before, but he's the first one to write it, that if it's a dull brown, like chestnut and coffee color, so he says that'll be mutter. That'll be mutter. Why is it mutter? Because he also knew basically what these four colors are, and he says, these things, there's no lack of vikias here. We could be a bucky to say the coffee, the color of coffee is not the color of... Oh, so what do you do with the Shulchan Aruch slashing?
The Shulchan Aruch, he could have easily said that. He could have easily said those words.
Right, he could have said those words.
He also was, you know...
Right. He could have said those words, right? Okay, you're right about that. Yeah, it could be.
He had colors or no?
Well, he could have, right? So that itself is a shayla. Is that what exactly did they have? The way he writes it, though, it's only much of these two colors definitely sounds very extreme. The Shulchan Aruch Rav points to the Beis Hillel doesn't mention it. The Shulchan Aruch Rav points to the Lashon of the Ramban. Now, the Lashon Rabban writes as if it's part of the Gzeira of Rabbi Zeira, of Nos Yisrael. It says there, Machmer, that any color that's at all noted has Mimus or Machmer, even though it's not from the four colors. He says a kilo is a Gzeira. And that's definitely what the Shulchan Aruch sounds like. That we don't allow anything.
Why didn't he say?
Why didn't he say more Makel? If he meant more Makel. Okay. So that's what, if I didn't. There's definitely what to be said for that.
You're
but
saying Lashon
HaGemara. What?
You're saying Lashon HaGemara. Oh,
okay. Yeah. So that could also be. It could be that in Lashon HaGemara, I told you there's only four colors. So he's saying not Edom. So what are we going to call these colors? Yarok and white. Right? Black is us.
Brown and chestnut's fine, and white like this is not fine. It's actually not real white, and red like this is fine. It's not going to do that.
No, but
right.
You're right. Adom Chazak Asur. Or Adom Kahel Mutar. I don't know.
Right. What is Adom Kahel or Adom Chazak?
No, but at least you know the critique. There's such a notion. He wouldn't have said.
Anything that's notes allowed, Mimus is Asur. So what do you want him to do? You can't say Adom Light is okay, because it's not.
No, Adom Kahel, Adom Chazak. Why are you saying.
No, because Adom Light is Asur. Adom Chazak is Asur. Anything else on Mimus is Asur.
I'm saying, but if he has four colors. He could describe some way of saying something.
There's no end to it. There's no beginning to it.
There is
something. You might be right. You definitely might be right. What I'll say is like this. You might be right. Likely you're right. I'd say likely that Lashon really is mashal to be machmor. But, I'll tell you the big but here. The big but, and I saw this very well spoken out. Sefer Tachaz, he goes through it very well. I saw a lot spoken out of Meir Bransdorfer in his Tshuvos Shutkani Bosem Simon Ayin. He points out that there's definitely more to be said here. The Ramban, so the Ramban is definitely saying a Gzeir here. But the first thing he points out is the Ramban is the only one who writes it that way. Meaning, if it's Aser, it's got to be Aser for a reason. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, I understand. But if it's Aser, L'chaira, why is it Aser? So the Ramban seems to say this is a Gzeira. So first thing that Rav Bransdorfer does is he just tells you the Ramban is the only one who mentions this Gezeira, and Bechlal the Ramban has the idea you don't find in other Rishonim that part of the Chumrah of Bnos Yisrael is to aser everything. Like he writes, you aser dam tohar because of Chumrah of Bnos Yisrael, which all the other Rishonim say, no, that's not true. It might be a later minhag or it might not be a minhag, but it's not part of that original Gezeira, dam tohar. Dam maka, which we certainly are matter, Ramban was Machmaran. He's Machmar, he says, Dam Machab Usman Hazez Aser. Right? Shreklach, if that was true. But the Ramban writes that.
Dam
Machab? Dam Machab.
What?
Ramban.
Actual Dam Machab.
I mean, Dam that we know is not actually coming from a cart. He says we can't be Machmar, and it sounds like that's Chumrah to Bnos Yisrael. But many Rishonim don't sound that way. Now, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch does sound this way. We just point out, I'll just tell you the list I have here. You can see in Tachazi, I don't know if you'll be able to see the Sefer, I have it at home, has, you know, really long list of Rishonim. Rav Sadiko, the Rush, the Rashba, the Ravan, the Ravid, the Tashbis, and the Meiri, they all write, they don't write this nusach of everything being Asur. They say, we're not Bekiyan. They just say, we don't know, we're not Bekiyan, so you can't do it based on your Bekiyas. But they don't say there's any Isur. It's just that you don't have Bekiyas. You don't have Bekiyas. You can't pass them. We don't have Bekiyas. But what Rav Yaakov Emden's Tainas is if it's something that's to us, it's so clear, it's mutter, right? Then we don't call that notel admivas. That's already, we say notel admivas, I mean, you gotta be careful. Anything that's notel admivas, which means something, right? Notel admivas has no exact meaning, objective meaning, right? I don't know, you know, without, you know, computer, everything has some aspect, some component of redness in it, but something, whatever we're talking about, notel admivas means that which makes sense to the poskim to say this is something that could conceivably be in the Dal and Maros. We don't want to rely on our Bekiyas here. And there's many who took that take. After Rav Yaakov Emden, the Chachmas Adam, the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, Maran Svarim also some, the Badi HaShulchan, many Svarim do take this take. Eretz Yisrael Svarim are generally somewhat more machmer. But take this take, and the take is built on the idea, it's like, we have gzeiras already. We have a gzeira of keeping shiv nekiyim, but something we know isn't red. Like, how do we define it? We're defining it based on basically rabbanim. You know, in America, almost across the board, I've seen a lot. You know, different rabbanim. You know, you sort of get this idea, this mesora. You know, people don't know anything since the Masorah going back to Moshe Rabbeinu about what the color is. No. The Masorah going to different Rabbanim and different things, and you see differences from one Rav to a different Rav, but in America, basically, Rabbanim are machmer on something called brow. Right? It might be slightly different from Rav to Rav, but definitely there are things that, you know, an expert in colors will tell you, this definitely has some component of red here. Certain browns that are Rabbanim are Mekel, and the Pashut reason being is that it's not really clear there's a gezeira here. It's not really clear we have to add something on more than we know. If we're confident, we're confident. If not, so it really does add on. You know, no, I did hear from Rabbi Olbam once mentioned, he was explaining to us why he's okay with certain browns, and he said, you know, he had a couples in Eretz Yisrael couldn't have kids. Came to America, they could have kids. Rabbanim in America happens to be, you know, the Masorah of the big Rav Moshe, Rav Neishlis, and other poskim was just more makom. So, bottom line is to know, you know, exactly shemush. You could see what, you know, different people tell you different things. Exactly what it is. One thing's for sure is that if something does look notel as mimus, and it looks, you see some redness there, you can't be matter. I see people being matter, but you can't be matter. You know, there's stories of different people who were, you know, really attacked by Rabbanim for being too makel, and, you know, and there are people who have been irresponsible. You know, I remember seeing someone, and it was just wrong. And, the room to be makel is only if it's clear it's not one of these four colors, right? So that's one thing, you know, that's sort of your guy. If something's, you can't be makel. And then you have to be machmer no matter how small of an amount you have it in the mara. The exact what you're going to take, you know, you have to see different what different rabbanim are machmer or makel on. You know, what's guiding you is always these sods. You know, like, so one thing that's very interesting, I have to tell you, it's a little bit troublesome to me, is that I've seen here and there rabbanim who are much more machmer than other rabbanim. So I've seen it. And it's always a little funny to me, like, why is he being more machmer than everyone else? Yeah. It's like sometimes you ask a question and you think, like, how are you even asking such a question? So clearly, there's nothing here. Who do you normally ask your shaylos to? And they tell you the name of a rav, and you find that. And that rav's taka is extremely machmer. So if he's machmer, that's fine. If he believes to be machmer, a lot of people do believe to be machmer. They say, no, you can't get away from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says only two colors. Fine. But it has to be that's what you want. You know, you can't just because you do shimush by someone who happens to be a machmer now, you become a rav and you're forever machmer. You know, it has to be, if your take is to be machmer, you can be machmer. But if your take is not to be machmer, basically, basically from what I've seen, there's not such a difference between chazals and what we're actually doing today. Which basically is, you know, you could say that's whatever notel ad mimus we're asering. Anything that's notel ad mimus really could fall in one of these four shades. But if it's something less than that, you know, like we're talking coffee color or something that's just clearly slightly different, it's a different color, that you could say this is not that type of brown. So generally, Rabbanim are
makom. What does coffee color mean?
I know, I'm sorry.
If you look betoch a kos,
right.
That's black, I don't know.
Right.
If it falls on my thing, that's brown. Look at the
He really means with milk. He means with milk, because what it means is that milk brings out the color of coffee stain.
Tell
right?
Us more. I can't wait.
If you have a coffee stain on your shirt, right? What color is that? It's not
brown.
The color of coffee.
Dirty brown.
But it's the color of, if you have a white shirt, it's going to be the color of coffee with milk, right? Right? Meaning it's the color of coffee, or if you think of the color of coffee bean or something like that, it's color, that's not a good example, sorry, I take that back. Color of coffee bean, so black really is an acer color, but if it's not black, that tannish color, right? We could call it tannish. You can see Lamaisa Rabbanim are Mekel. It's you know, there's no way to describe exactly what things are without seeing it. The color of dried blood is certainly Aser, right? So that if you see dried blood, that's going to give you an idea of what's clearly Aser. And if anything looks like that, that's going to be Aser. If it's something that really doesn't has like a different color, it's just too dim that you can't see. Even if you have a healthy sense of what red means, you don't really see that you have to really see it to really have a...
One more time, to understand. When we say coffee, we're saying coffee that's, look on my white shirt.
Right.
Why are we saying that?
Why? Because that might be called brown, but
okay,
if you compare that, let's say, to the brown of an Arscroll Gemara, or the brown of soil, you can actually see the soil of this of these places. There's a brown that's like a brown that if you use your imagination enough, you could say, yeah, this is dark red. You know, and then there's a brown, right, there's different the things that we could call brown, but it's much
how about this color?
Much less.
What was it?
Yeah. So that would really be tahar.
That's be tahar.
Yeah.
That was mean.
No, I was thinking it's a good example.
I'm not gonna look through everybody. There's nothing really much. You have to see what people.
What are the shtender? Like this.
It's
not red, right?
There's something that is in there.
This is dull brown.
Right,
there's some
adimus. Right, so that's...
There's some adimus we have to set.
Right, so this... that's a big good, but not everyone would agree to that. This is a color.
Yeah, but it's not like... It doesn't have that reddish tint that some... Even right. The edge of black coffee.
Right.
You have a couple
and
coffee.
Here... yeah, some might be... Might be math more. I would say it's like mamash. Just under what, right? Can you see that this is less red than an Art Scroll Gemara, right?
There's a warm brown.
It's not the
cold brown.
I really wanna, like, yeah, here.
Have you masking? Like a warm brown?